I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that pair of crossbones last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and my office sits directly below our washer and dryer. No, true story. My washing machine and dryer and basically our entire laundry room slash my wife's office sit directly above my office down here in the basement. So recording a podcast at this time is a little crazy. If you hear that rumbling upstairs, that is a thing to cleaning and doing laundry. So exciting things. I could have postponed this, but I've got shit to do. I was originally planning on going and seeing Waves play the Jackpot Music Hall here in Lawrence, but they canceled because Nathan from Waves is sick, so that show has been canceled. On the positive note, that show is going to cost me $15, and now I can go see the Rooftop Vigilantes play for two. So, you know, I just realized I I'm going to toss that in on at the very tag end of the podcast, something from the new Rooftop Vigilantes album, as well as some stories about that. Anyhow, let's get this week's podcast off to a good start. This is the first track from the Panic Beats self-titled album. We talked with the man behind Panic Beats earlier this week on the Rockstar Journalist blog, and now you get to hear the music. Yeah, this track is called, it's the first track off the LP, and it is entitled Die Tonight.
You're gonna die.
from the singles collection, Sex Bomb Baby. That was Flipper with Ha Ha Ha. You've probably heard that on the American Hardcore soundtrack, or, you know, fuck it, probably if you're a fan of hardcore or punk rock at all, you know that song. I really considered playing Sex Bomb, but I like that song better, and it's shorter, and it's, yeah, not 5 minutes long. Yeah, I picked that up at, believe it or not, Half Price Books, just about 2 hours before I recorded the podcast today, for $8. I was quite happy with that. They've been getting in some really good, like, punk reissues that are, like, you know, brand new, sealed and everything, but, you know, for half the price you'd normally pay. I also found a charged GBH, the punk singles, and I'll be playing a track off that later, and I got that for, like, $5. Brand new, and it's, you know, it's an Earmark reissue. The Flipper one is the reissue from Four Men with Beards. Before that, we had Fist Fight by Crisis of Conformity. Now, if you remember the last time Ashton Kutcher hosted Saturday Night Live, if you're like me, where you're boring and unexciting and you spend your Saturday nights in sitting on your couch eating popcorn or ice cream and watching Saturday Night Live, you would have seen that sketch that featured, it was a bunch of old guys at their at a daughter's wedding, and they got their old band back together, and you think they're going to play some Beatles-esque pop, and then they play 1980s-style hardcore, complete with institutionalized style spoken word breakdown. It's fantastic. I don't know exactly who plays on that recording. It's obviously Fred Armisen singing, but I'm really curious as to the actual musicians playing on that. I'm sure that will leak at some point, and that just came out on Drag City Records. We started everything off with the Panic Beats, Die Tonight. You can read interview with the Panic Beats frontman on Rockstar Journalist, just rockstarjournalist.com. This next set is a set of furious rock and roll, and it starts out with local Lawrence favorites, much beloved, much missed since they're on break right now. But from the single of the same name, this is Cock News with All Jacked Up. Was a classic track if there ever were one, from San Francisco. That was Crime with Hot Wire My Heart. That is from a Rough Trade Records 7-inch. It's essentially kind of like a promo for a 2-disc CD set that features a whole lot of like really weird mixed up. Like, I think it's the only compilation where you'll find The Hives and The Embarrassment on the same compilation. Really amazing track listing, and shit. I mean, the first song on that 45, that 7-inch rather, is Crime's Hot Wire My Heart, and the last song is I'm a Don Juan by The Embarrassment. What more do you need? I'll ignore the fact that, you know, there's a Detroit Cobra song on there. Not a fan. Before that, 9-Pound Hammer with Run Fat Boy Run. That is from Hayseed Time Bomb on Crypt Records. That band, at this point, is probably most famous for being the original band of Nashville Pussies, Blaine Cartwright. Not the lead singer on all those songs, but he certainly wrote all of them, including that one. And we started everything off with Cocknoose doing All Jacked Up from the single of the same name. I'm not sure how many singles that band put out, but I'm gradually acquiring all of them for about $1 a piece. I picked that one up this past weekend when I was in Iowa City for my cousin Mike's wedding. It was a wonderful time, but I quite enjoyed the fact that I was able to pick up a whole lot of beer of interesting and intriguing northern varieties from John's Grocery, as well as some great records that Rough Trade and that Rough Trade 7-inch and 9-Pound Hammer, both from the Record Collector there in downtown Iowa City. Quite nice. This next set, starting out with some bootleg music. This is, from a Cramps record that I just picked up at ZBD's in Kansas City. It's called, Memphis Posers, the 1977 demos, and it is the original demos for the album that would become Songs the Lord Taught Us. These are the demos as produced by one Mr. Alex Chilton, and this track is I'm Cramped.
classic tale of good versus evil, and it starts and it ends with just two. The devil, the Bible, he's so born singing Bethlehem. Make the world go round, Bethlehem. Make the world go round. Can you imagine for a minute what it would be like if everyone was good and everyone was nice? They'd say, much the same, just the same as the last thing in me.
from their recently released Life of Abundance LP. Well, recently, it was released in the middle of August, and we're early October right now, so a month and a half ago, recently enough. That was 10 Armor with Plain Limbs. You know, I've got a review of this that's going to run tomorrow. You know, I really enjoyed their Art of the Underground singles series release, but, you know, so I was really happy when I got this LP, but I couldn't quite remember what I liked about it. But as soon as that needle hit the record, just, like, they sound essentially like piebald if Travis Shettle could sing better. They don't ever really rock out, which is unfortunate, but it is a really, like, if you're looking for something mellow and introspective, but really, really good, you could certainly go far, far worse. You can download it from their Bandcamp site, which is 10armor.bandcamp.com, or you can purchase it from the band at their website, 10armor.com. That's all one word. Before that was Paul Carey with Bad People. That is from Paul's release, Ghost of a Man. That is on Stank Shack Records. That was sort of the recommended pick that I was just like, I want something. When I was at the record collector in Iowa City, I said, I would like something local that I'm not going to easily be able to pick up, that I'm not going to find on a shelf somewhere down in Lawrence or Kansas City. And the woman working, Alyssa, that was her pick for the month. And I have to say, it's enjoyable. It's not exactly, you know, anything stellar or great, but it's certainly a really nice sort of lo-fi, sort of darker, more bluesy, rockabilly, sort of like gut bucket version of William Elliott Whitmore. Coincidentally, that was what they were playing when I was in the store. I guess he was coming to Iowa City Saturday night. And I left Saturday morning, unfortunately. And we started out that set with the Cramps doing I'm Cramped from Memphis Posers, the 1977 demos. Now, interesting thing, well, it appears to be a bootleg complete with, you know, screen-printed covers and everything. There's a guy online who sort of posited the idea that all of these recent sort of, like, high-end demo bootlegs are being reissued by, like, Rhino or something, and it's a way to kind of make them seem underground when they're not really, because they're getting pretty good distribution, and they're, I mean, they're nice, they sound good, and they look good, not a lot of detail to them, but, I mean, these are being marketed towards a niche collector market. This band is playing, I guess it would be tomorrow night when I'm recording this, but tonight, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, they're on tour with Frank Turner and Intuit Over It, and they're playing the Record Bar in Kansas City tonight, October 6th. I will not be seeing them, much as I would really like to, because I have the advantage of being able to see MC Chris with MC Lars at the Granada here in Lawrence, and then a late show of No Bunny at the Replay Lounge just half a block away from there. Those two acts, a short 10-minute bike ride from my house, Trump having to drive an hour and a half round trip to Kansas City to see two bands I would like to see. But anyhow, their new album, Knife Man, is fantastic. This is the second track, the first sort of full-length track. It is entitled Gift of the Magi 2, Return of the Magi.
Ah! wide open. Hit it! Rip me wide open, girl. Cruising the streets, making the club, looking for that special kind of love. You got to give. Now give me a little bump, girl. Yeah. Hit it. Rip it wide open. Hit it. Rip me wide open. You didn't find me. Dangerous Tom. See me through. Hit it. Rip it wide open. Hit it. Rip me wide open, girl.
A bullet teeth shine. I'm so tired of feeling selfish.
from their recently released EP, Siblings and Sevens on Black Numbers. That was Luther with The Suitor. And if you're looking for something that sort of evokes that mid-90s sort of emo pop heyday, sort of like the Get Up Kids or anything like that, you look no further than Luther. It's a really excellent release, and you can look for my review on Rockstar Journalist next week. Before that, featuring one Mr. Matt Verteray, probably best known as being one half of Heavy Trash with John Spencer. That was Speedball Baby with Dangerous Top from Uptight with an exclamation point. That's on In the Red Records. Really good. I like their sort of garage rockabilly strangeness. Sort of weirder than John Spencer Blues Explosion. A little more straight ahead, but definitely a sort of quirkier work within that sort of rockabilly garage canon. We started everything off with Andrew Jackson Jihad from the new album Knife Man on Asian Man Records. That was Gift of the Magi 2, Return of the Magi. Good stuff. Like, I don't think they've put out a bad release yet, and it just keeps getting... I was a little worried when they decided to go full band after the sort of folk duo sound of their early releases. But you know what? It works, and it's fantastic. This next track, in the first song of this last set, is from a group called Invasion. A guy reached out to me on the Vinyl Collective board and was like, well, you know, we can't afford to put out vinyl, but we put out a CD and you can download this and take a listen if you like. The group is called Invasion, as I said, and their album is called Revelations. And this is a track, you can find it on their Bandcamp page, invasion666.bandcamp.com. And it is entitled Us Sinners, and it's an excellent part, an excellent sort of bit of D-beat doom. Rock out.
Yeah.
Their recently recorded Day Trotter session, downloadable for free at daytrotter.com. That was Cerebral Ballsy with All I've Ever Wanted. Available on the Return of the Slice, a CD that was only available in Japan. That is a live version, and an excellent one at that. It was a damned shame to learn that... probably could have gotten that off Cerebral Ballsy tour at the Record Bar if I had just made mention of it a little sooner and a little more loudly to the folks at the Record Bar. So, what have I learned? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. As I mentioned, I grabbed a Charged GBH punk singles compilation at Half Price Books, and that is from No Survivors. Man, the guitar work on that is just awesome. It just makes you just want to rock out. I really refrain from putting that on any sort of driving compilations because it will just cause nothing but speeding tickets. And we started everything off with Invasion doing Us Sinners from their release Revelations that came out this summer. You can pick that up from them. You can find more information at invasion666.bandcamp.com. All right. So, I've been going through all my LPs and stuff, and I'm trying to decide for next week. I'm thinking either a collection of, sort of, I don't know, maybe soul, rhythm and blues sort of stuff, or maybe just going straight old school country. I haven't done either of those in a good long while. You can give me a message on Twitter at NuthousePunks, and let me know what you'd like to hear. Either the R&B / soul or some just good old classic country. And that does it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. As always, it's always a very much a pleasure. I wasn't quite sure how this week's show was going to go. I've got a grounded kid upstairs doing chores and laundry, and you've been able to hear that through the duration of this podcast, for which I apologize. Remember, you can download this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends to listen and download. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me records. And I will review them and I will play them. And I guess with that thump and bang, it's time to end this podcast. And until next week, thanks for listening.